Hello, everyone, and I want to welcome you to the Harley Preacher podcast. I am your host, Perry Cortez, also known as the Harley Preacher. I want to ask you a question. How did your 2018 end? Did you end 2018 on a positive note, or did you end it on a spiritually dry note? And as you came into 2019, what hopes did you have, and how are you starting the year? We're officially into the month of February. 1 month is behind us. And did 2018 spill over into 2019? And how are you feeling about most conversations that you're having with people? I have something that I want you to just reflect on. When you have conversations with most folks, are you using the phrase, "I'm tired" a lot? I started reflecting back on 2018, and I used the terms, "I'm tired" a lot. It's something that I consistently used when I was dialoguing with people. They would always ask me, "How are you doing?" And I'd normally respond, "I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired." I want you to have a little test today, if you will. I want you to go throughout your day, and I want to see how long it would take for you to use those words, "I'm tired," when someone asks how you're doing. Can you make it until noon? Or is it going to be around 5 o'clock when you say it? I've actually had dialogue with folks when they've started their work day at around 8:02 that they're already telling me that they're tired. But there's something that I want you to consider is that when people ask you how you are and you respond that "I'm just tired," there's more behind that than what you actually think. We often think it's because we just didn't get enough sleep. We think that, you know, "I'm just exhausted because I wasn't able to get enough rest. And it can all be fixed if I have those just 2 more hours, right? Those 2 magical more hours, because that seems to be the special number that everybody wants in order for them to try to get more rest. Or if they said, you know, "If I just had my day off, if I'm able to just make it to my day off, I know I'm going to be able to recharge the batteries. I know that I'm going to be in a really good spot. If my phone would just stop ringing, I know I'd be able to get more rest." There's a lot of if statements when you think about it that we place. There's a lot of conditions that we set before us in order for us to try to explain away why "I'm just tired." At times we say that "I'm just tired," but there's actually something that's rooted really deep inside of us that we need to talk about. And it's something that we need to understand the reason behind the tiredness. And the thing is, we often feel tired because we feel that we don't matter. The tiredness you experience is because there's a lacking of value. What I mean when you're lacking in value is that you're not feeling appreciated. You're not feeling valued by the folks that are around you. You're not seeing purpose for what you're doing. And you also feel that people aren't caring enough about you. You feel that your boss isn't putting in the effort to try to build a relationship with you, or that you're not able to showcase the work and all the effort that you've done, that your boss isn't seeing that. Your family members don't see how hard you are working when you're actually at work. You're going to the gym, but you feel like you're not getting enough results. There's a lot of conditions that we place behind all of those. But as we think about it, sleep is never going to be enough. A day off is never going to be enough time for you to be able to recoup. But there is going to be an answer to help us with our weariness. And when you think about it, it's simply spending time at the foot of the Father. Because what he's going to do is he's going to refresh you. I want you to just meditate on this verse. And it's a real simple but beautiful verse. And it comes from Jeremiah 31:25. And it says that "I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint." I'll say it one more time. Jeremiah 31:25, "I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint." Such a powerful verse. And I think what we need to consider is that we need a refreshing of our souls because there's a bit of dryness that's starting to take place in our life. And when I say dryness, I'm referring to spiritual dryness. We oftentimes drift away from the things that we're supposed to be doing, like spending time with the Father. We drift away from being in our word. We drift away from prayer time. And there's a lot of things that we drift away from. And we need to go back to the place that will be profitable for us. And the basic thing that I'm going to encourage you to is to consistently go back to where the Father is. Go back to your quiet time. He's never left you, but what we've done is we've drifted away from that. And the more that we drift away from the Father, what ends up happening is we allow spiritual dryness to creep inside of our lives. Now, when God refreshes you, it literally means that He's breathing upon you. We're allowing His Spirit to work in you, and you're letting God to restore your soul. Your tiredness is closely related to a soul that is malnourished. We need to be breathed on by God, encountering His love while we sit at His feet. Think about this. You need the right nutrients in your body to operate effectively each and every day. We meal prep to ensure we're getting the right fuel, right? We make sure that we have the right macronutrients, the right amount of carbs, the right amount of protein. We even plan when we're going to the gym the type of source of protein that we're going to have, or the protein shake that we're going to take, the organic banana that you're going to eat right after you work out. But the question for you is, are you prepping your soul daily as well? We're supposed to be doing soul prepping too. We're supposed to be doing this on a daily basis and allowing the refreshment that can only come to God restore our souls. So, my friends, if you're feeling spiritually dry today, the question that I'm going to ask you is, what are you doing to prep your soul? You need to be in a state of soul prepping as well. You take time to meal prep, you take time to prepare for meetings, you take time to do all sorts of different activities throughout the day, but are you taking time to do a wellness check just for your own soul? And there's a few things that I'm just going to encourage you to do just in order for you to just have that refreshment from the Lord. The first thing that I want you to consider is just the refreshing part of it. When God refreshes you, it literally means that He's breathing on you. But what are you doing to have your soul refreshed? We always make goals for the physical, but have you made any type of spiritual goals for 2019? And I know we're a little bit later in the game, right? But most people have already fallen off their New Year's resolution. So by the time that you're listening to this podcast, the likelihood is the majority of folks have already fallen off. So what better time for you to go ahead and start a new habit? And I'm not saying a resolution, I'm saying start a new habit by you focusing on your spiritual well-being. So are you spending time with God? Are you having that quiet time with Him? Are you in prayer with them? Do you have a mindfulness of thankfulness inside your life? I think that that's so important for us. Are you taking a time to have a Sabbath day for you? If they think about God created and on the seventh day He rested, are you loading up everything on your day off? I have a habit of doing this myself. I wait for my day off in order for me to load up every single possible thing that I can get done. I think that the earlier that I can get the day started, then the back end of the day, I'm going to have time to rest. But I'm getting it twisted and I'm not thinking about what I should be doing. You see, you're supposed to be having a day of rest, a day where you're able to recharge your batteries, a day for you to be able to just be able to have that spiritual care for yourself. We have a tendency of trying to fit 25 pounds worth of stuff into a 5 pound bag. That's something that I learned in the military. But we need to also have some downtime because at the end of the day, we aren't machines and God understands that we need rest. God understands that. However, we're hard-headed and we don't listen. And what we like to do is we like to try to push it and push it and push it until we get to a state of burnout. And we're seeing more and more individuals burning out because they're not simply following a day of rest by not having a Sabbath for themselves. The other thing too is we need to look and see that we are satisfied. So this is the second point that I want you to just consider. You need to make sure that you are satisfied with what you have. And what satisfy means from this verse that we looked at, it means to just fill up. Social media is awesome. And I love social media because you get to interact and have dialogue with many different individuals from across the world. So the world has become a very smaller place as a result of social. But also what social media does is it continues to show us what other folks have. There's a show on Netflix called Tidying Up. And I think that an interesting point that is brought up by the host of that show is that the items that you have around your house, are they sparking joy? Now, a lot of us have an immense amount of things inside our garages, inside our closets, and we continue to see more and more and more because we are in a consumer type environment where we are trying to purchase more. We're trying to keep up with what everyone else has. But I really want you to just stop and think that you just need to be able to take a few minutes and just reflect on all the items that you already have. Because God fills up our cup, right? And if He fills up our cup, we need to make sure that we are focusing on the blessings that we have. And we should be happy. We should be happy for what other individuals have. I'll say that again. We should be happy with what God has given us, and we should be happy for what God has given others, because the blessings that God has given to you are tailor-made specifically for you. And the blessings that other individuals are tailor-made specifically for those other individuals as well. We like to look and we like to scroll, and we stop the scroll because we see this perfectly curated photos. We stop the scroll because we see all the other things that other individuals have. But then we have to start thinking and check our own hearts and say, are we stopping because we're happy for the individual? Or are we stopping because we're saying, how come I don't have that? Let's face it, we live in a land of plenty. The majority of us here in the States have tons of resources that are just available for us, but we unfortunately don't look at the blessings that we have. We have to make sure that we're considering that the gifts that we have been given to us by God, and the blessings that we have been perfectly curated specifically for us. We shouldn't be concerning ourselves because there's an added stress level that happens when we start focusing on what other individuals have. Be happy with what you have. Be content with what you have. Allow God to breathe on you so you can have your Sabbath day's rest. If you're feeling like you're in a spiritually dry place right now, there's some real simple things that you can do. Just take time to stop and breathe. Take time to go back and spend time at the foot of the Father. Take time to just be able to reflect on His goodness. And also, just ensure that you are satisfied with what you have. You have a car, be happy with the car that you have. Consider the blessing that you have gas inside your car to be able to go where you need to get to. Be happy with the fact that you have a job. Be happy with the fact that you have a place that you can lay your head. Be satisfied with what God has given you. The attitude of gratitude should be extended more than just on Thanksgiving when we like to think about all the thankful things that we should be thankful for, right? But we should be considering these things on a regular basis. So if you're feeling in this, like you're spiritually dry right now, spend some time with God. I encourage you to just take a few minutes out of your day, each and every day, to just spend time with Him. But then don't try to ram everything into your days off. Don't try to get caught up on that social media life where you see all the things that other people are doing. We're not wired to be robots. We're not wired to cram everything into a day. Take time to rest. Take time to reflect. Take time to rest to take care of your soul. Thanks for taking time to listen to this podcast. I hope it is a blessing to you. Drop me a line, let me know. You can engage with me on all forms of social, but mostly you can find me on Instagram at Harley Preacher. You can also find me on Twitter at Harley Preacher as well. Take care. God bless. Remember, you are too blessed to be stressed.